bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. If you've got anything you want to say on, I almost say Wednesday, and it's Tuesday. What is today? The 19th of May. It's great to be here. This is my final week on 101.7 The Truth, and I'm having an absolute wonderful time. Having a great time being here, transitioning to some, I think I'm going to transition to YouTube at Dr. Ken's Truth. So you can go there, follow me there, harass me there. I'll be on at 4 o'clock every day just to, you know, cause trouble. Either that or win friends and influence people. I haven't decided which one it is yet. So, you know, I'm just trying to do that. It's been an interesting day today, but I said this week I'm going to do a one topic per day. Of course, Thursday, I'm going to be doing this is for Kathleen, I'm doing my book, my Black Book Thursday, and I'm going to be continuing that Black Book, except I'm thinking about doing a book a week. That might be too much. I don't know. I'm going to give it a try. Black Book Thursday is The Spook Who Sat by the Door. So make sure if you don't have a copy or if you need a copy or you got 2 days to order it, or you could be lazy like me and just do the Audible. I read it years ago and I listened to it twice since I said I was going to do the book, and it was, it was as powerful as I thought. I still don't like the ending of it. I still don't like it. Still, you know, bugs me to this day, but I think it's something that Black people should read. I think that it's a great book. But there are a lot of things that Black people should do. But let me ask you a serious question about some of the things that Black people should do. What are some basic skills that every Black person should possess to survive, to compete, to be successful in America? Not just exist, not just get by, but to actually like prosper. Somewhere along the line, and this will be strange, me being an educator, we allowed influence to become confused with wisdom. We allowed education to be confused with schooling. We allowed visibility to be confused with a person's value. Now, I believe that there are certain things every black man, every black woman, every young person should know how to do. Not because it makes you better than somebody else. Oh, I can do this and you can't. But because it makes you harder to control. Dependence is expensive. Competence is freedom. I've said that before. So first, every black person should know how to, what's my other favorite topic other than leadership? Money. You should know how to manage money, not just make it, not just manage it. There is a total difference. But some people can earn six figures and live paycheck to paycheck. Yes, that is true. Others have modest incomes and they retire millionaires. Build wealth for generations. Some things we have to understand. I'm going to dive into some of it. Some of it I'm just going to skip past and do it throughout each segment. But the bottom line we need to understand, credit, debt, interest rates, insurance, ownership, investing, and taxes. Sounds like a lot, but the line through all of those is taxes. If you don't understand money, somebody else will use you to make theirs. Second, every black person should know how to communicate effectively. No, you shouldn't be able to communicate as effectively as me. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You can tell when I'm tired because I slur my words because I'm up at 4:45 like I was today. You should know how to speak in a boardroom, a classroom, a church, a community meeting, on the radio, and still sound like yourself. Because believe it or not, the way you communicate can open a door when talent by itself can't. Oh, I heard you can do it. You ever met somebody and you heard, oh my gosh, they're great. They can do this. They can do that. And then you meet them. It's like a blind date, right? You meet them and go, I'm very underwhelmed. Underwhelmed. I think that's the word. So much for education. A person who can clearly articulate ideas usually will outperform people with raw intelligence who think fast on their feet. Third, every black person should know how basic survival and emergency skill works. Hey, Zach, you know how to change a tire? Oh, my gosh, he said no. I'm done. I'm going home now. Goodbye. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You do not know how to change a tire?
I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know how to change the oil. Anything about a car, don't know how to do it.
You got AAA?
You said what?
AAA?
What's that?
Like if your car breaks down, they come and give you what you need?
Yeah, isn't that what my insurance is for?
It must be with your insurance then.
Yeah.
Or you've never used it.
I just call like the number from my insurance company and figure it out that way.
Wow. Unless you're in the middle of God knows where and it'll take 2.5 hours to get there and so you need to change your tire. Okay.
Road assistance near me.
Wow. I'm going to talk about that a little later. Perform CPR. Can you perform basic life support CPR? Like now it's all compressions, so you don't have to breathe anymore. You have to do all that stuff, right? Red Cross, Heart Association. Pick one. Learn it. Do you remain calm during a crisis? Do you defend yourself legally? Can you defend yourself physically? Can you navigate difficult encounters with cops? I'm just saying. Which goes to my last one. How do you respond under pressure? When life goes south, because panic destroys people long before danger does. You worry about how bad something will be, and then you experience it and you find out it's not that bad. Your mind can take you to places that real life can't. Number four, every black person should, I guess I'm going to ask Zach again. You know how to cook?
Nope.
Oh, wow. If all your meals come from drive-thru and delivery apps, eventually your health and your wallet will pay the price. And we're going to dive into that too. And then fifth, every black person should know black history beyond slavery and beyond the civil rights era. Listen, I love my frat brother. We're in multiple organizations together. the good late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, but if I hear his name one more time during Black History Month, or W.E.B. Du Bois, or Mary McLeod Bethune, and on and on and on, I'm going to get sick. All the things Black people have accomplished in the 20th and 21st century. And we keep going to the same 5 or 10 people. We need to know our inventors in recent years. We need to know our business builders in recent years, military leaders, other than Colin Powell, great educators, landowners, architects, economists, philosophers, you name it. But if the only story you know is about Black people and oppression, you'll subconsciously limit what you believe is possible. I want to buy a house, but my friend couldn't buy a house because they did such and such. Or you listen to Kyle on his, you need about $65,000 to own a house in the median. And I said, that's half. Median is just the middle. What's the average income? It might be a little lower, but you can still get a house. You just don't have to pay $300,000 for a house. That's the difference. But if you subconsciously limit yourself in what you believe is possible, it'll never be possible because history shapes identity and identity shapes behavior. Now, lastly, every Black person needs to know how to adapt. That's why I asked Zach about whether or not he could change a tire or cook. You need to learn old school skills with modern tools. The same thing we do when we look up a source and a story using an encyclopedia, a dictionary, or the library, we can now do online. It's just a different tool to do the same thing. But if you don't have the old school skill, the tool means nothing. It makes no sense to, you know, my child goes to a school and they get a wonderful brand new Chrome book. Don't have Wi-Fi at home. Don't know how to use the internet. They're going to porn sites and gambling sites and all kind of stuff that they shouldn't be on, watching movies that they shouldn't. How? Old school skills. Drive a stick shift. You know how to drive a stick shift or you just drive automatic? Nope, you don't know how to drive a stick shift. Read a contract. Write professionally. That's why me and 100 Black Men are here. That's why me and Alpha Phi Alpha are here. That's why me and Prince Hall Masons are here. For all the young men who are under the age of 50 who don't know, call us. That's what we do. Use artificial intelligence intelligently. Understand technology instead of becoming addicted to it. Oops. The future belongs to people who are adaptable. Notice I didn't say surviving or going through trauma. I said adaptable. Skills create options and options create freedom. When you have multiple things, you have multiple options. The world respects prepared people. People that show up on time, people that complete their work in the right time. Not loud people, not flashy people, not prepared people. Not the person that wears a Gucci belt and a Louis Vuitton purse and slippers and Brooks Brothers pants. And when you read them, they have like 12 different, not like one designer and everything is one designer. It's like 5 different designers because they got to show you because they're flashy. They're like prepared people. That's why I tell people all the time, stop focusing only on being entertained. Focus on becoming valuable, that people need you. Because when difficult times arrive, and they always do, believe me, just haven't lived long enough, and it hasn't been as bad as you think it could be, the people who survive are usually the people who know how to do things. And I think maybe that might be a deeper issue in the Black community. Too many people want shortcuts instead of skills. Too many people want visibility. They want to be seen, but they don't have any real substance. Too many people want success, but they don't want to prepare for it. They just want to get the grade. Too many people want success, but they don't have preparation. Real power has already and always belonged to certain types of people. People who know how to work systems, people who know how to build, people who know how to communicate, people who know how to think critically. That will pay a dividend for generations to come. So, if you didn't get anything out of this, just remember one thing. The most powerful thing in life, other than living, is knowledge.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. We're going to be talking about knowledge today. We're going to see what you got. We're going to see what you can give. I got some questions for you, and I want to see how tough you are. If you got any questions, you can give me a call here at 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me peek at my talking text line. Todd said, Dr. Ken, if we can say anything, great luck on your future endeavors. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see what y'all talking about in YouTube. Let me see who all up here in YouTube. Hey, what's up, SC? What's going on? Willie? Sincere? What's going on? Sincere still ain't said, hey, what's up, Dr. Ken? So I ain't talking to Sincere today at all. Never. Lucretia? Hey, what's going on? Study Hall? John? Mal? What's going on? Aaron, good to see you. Good to see you, Aaron. And Young Money, I heard you this morning on that other thing from 9 to 10. You know where you was. Young Money said artificial intelligence built on algorithms from the 70s. I would say no. I would say no. And if it is, guess what? It must have worked because boomers made it. Okay, I'm done. 833-212-1017 is the actual number. So I updated my phone, and because my phone, I got, wait a minute. Oh, Zach, I need you to, remember I talked about my car crash? Did I ever show y'all my phone? This is my phone. If you can do a close up, I want to show everybody the phone that when it fell off my car, how it ended up. It finally died last weekend, and I had to go to the AT&T store and get a new one. You got it? Wait a minute. Look at this. Is that wild or what? Yep. And it still worked. And then my screen went out, and I couldn't use it. And then I couldn't charge it, so I just let it die. And I carry it around for those of you who drive and don't watch where you're going and you're playing with your phone, this is what can happen to you. Okay. All right. I just wanted to show that because it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty. So what should every black person know how to do? You have to have a skill set. And if you have any skills you want to suggest, 833-212-1017 is the number. Because I want to know, what skill do you think too many people never learned growing up? Like, you learned it and then you thought to yourself, had I learned this when I was growing up, life would have been different. It would have been different. That would have been the difference between survival and success. What was that skill? What skill do you think too many people never learned growing up? 833-212-1017 is the number. I have a few. I have a few I'm thinking of. Like talking too much? Okay, I'm sorry. Telling your business? Okay, I'm sorry. But I mean, what are those things? When you're good at a skill, you're going to always have a job. You're going to always be able to. My mother told me, and I've said it, when you grow up, make sure you can do something with your hands. No matter what you do with your brain, have something you can do with your hands. Fortunately, the world changed, and those that can use their hands still have to use their brain because now everything is technology driven. But you still have to have the skill set. If you're a plumber, you still have to know how to plumb. You still have to know what's broken, why it's broken, and how to fix it. Now, you might use technology to fix it. Technology might tell you, here's a solution to suggest. But in the end, you have to actually fix it. That's the difference between survival and success. When I was growing up, we were surviving. But at the end of that, I found out we were actually successful when you come out of it. When you come out of welfare, when you come out of being poor. And I mean, for me, being poor is like having a job. The difference in not having any money and being broke versus being poor. I grew up poor. Then I became broke because I had a low-paying job. Then I became successful. Well, no, technically, then I survived. Then I became successful. Some people didn't have that. Some people grew up with a silver spoon in their mouth and they went to HBCUs and families had money and they had a generation. So now they've got third, fourth generation of kids that are doing great. And I think that's great. I have a generation of kids that are doing great. Hopefully one or both of them will have kids and that generation will do great. But you have to survive first. And everybody goes through that survival spot, especially when you have to become an adult. That's the hard part. Becoming an adult, when I grew up, your parents looked at you and said, so where you moving? You're like, wait, what? Where you moving? You're 18, 21, graduated from college. Oh, you staying here? Oh, you got to pay rent. I had to pay my mother rent to stay while I worked in radio in Chicago. After I got out of school. Why? Because I had to learn how it was to be an adult. And I thought, well, I was staying here for free all this time for 20-something years. Why can't I? Nah. Didn't happen. But then I became competent in taking care of myself. When I became competent, that's what gave me my freedom and the ability to go, yep, I'm moving out. Go get an apartment. And I rolled out. And it got me thinking, what skill do you think too many people never learned growing up? I'm going to talk about one of those throughout these next hour and some change, hour and a half. And I'm going to share with you the one skill I didn't know how to do, and it cost me. And I had to learn how to do it. And today, I'll tell you exactly how it turned out.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So my question was, what skill do you think too many people never learned growing up? Henry said math. Well, I mean, what do you mean by math? Do you mean like algebra type math? Or do you mean like 1 + 1 = 2 math, like addition and subtraction? I don't know. Kathleen said, thank you for mentioning my name in regards to the book review. You are a sweetheart. Can't wait till Thursday. Okay. Young Money said, I don't understand what that means. Back propagation algorithm. Yeah. So it really is. They didn't have the computing power and data back in the day. That's true. Young Money said, you got shot at? Nah, that was my phone falling. You talking about my phone? That was my phone falling off the car. Kwanda said, almost a year later, that's what you get for procrastinating. Ha, 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 funny. Young Money said, Mark Zuckerberg and I are the same age. I was interested in computer programming, but I didn't have the resources he had growing up. Did he have any resources growing up? Or he just went to Harvard or Yale or wherever the heck he went to? I don't know. Young Money said, watching The Social Network, he didn't drop out of college because it was useless. He did it because he already knew everything. He didn't know everything. He didn't know he was going to end up in court getting sued. He didn't know he was going to end up in court with people suing him because he created something that he knew was addictive. So, anyway. Hey, what's up? Gone to the lawn. I don't know what that means, but. Young Money said, linear algebra powers AI. I know. And so then, is that something you would have learned or should have learned? Linear algebra? Or is that something everybody should learn? Todd said in the Talking Text line, a skill I think people do not have is to communicate a face-to-face intelligent Can I get an applause, please? I need an applause for that one. The art of communication has dwindled since the public was given the internet. Nah, I don't know if it was the internet. I think it was phones. Nope, not even phones. The ability to text. Most people under the age of 30 have trouble, that's a lot. Under the age of 40 have trouble making a phone call. A simple, basic phone. Hey, you have to call these people because the only way that you can do such and such is to call. And they have trouble calling. I don't understand that. But that's an old school skill that you really need because if the satellites ever go, guess what? You have to talk to people. Phones may only work line of sight. They might have to bring back payphones. Miles said, Young Money said he knew enough. That's my point. Now that is true. He didn't know everything, but he knew enough. And he had a hunch. But you know what's important that black people don't do that Mark Zuckerberg did? He took a risk. He took a risk. Everybody that won took a risk. I took a risk going to college. I took a risk getting a master's because I got to finish. You know the worst place to be in a program, undergraduate, graduate school, or doctorate? Halfway through. When you realize the 2.5-3 years you just went through, I got to go through that again. What? Young Money said, I was lucky enough to take linear algebra at UWM in 2018. Diddy Cassie said, also know how to negotiate. Woo! Y'all coming up with some gems. Mark said, I still have a landline. Why? Do you have a landline at your house? I finally got rid of mine because my phone can do everything a landline does. And actually, if I keep my phone with me, if something happens, it'll tell people where I am. That's how I got this. Kwanda said, I'm taking a risk now. Going back and get your Bachelor of Science in Nursing? Absolutely. But it's not really a risk. Think of it as an investment. It's an investment in your future because you're literally going to make more money with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing than you would with an associate's. You'll make more money as a BSN instead of an ASN. You'll make more money as an MSN, and I don't even think people do that anymore. They go straight to doctor of nurse practitioner or become a physician assistant and make significantly more money. So there are a lot of things that we can do that we take a risk about, but we don't. Now, my topic I was going to talk about is money management because I'm going to get that out of the way first because that's one of my favorites, and I know that's also one of the things that we struggle with. And it's one of the things that we always say to ourselves, we can't. But I learned, I'm going to tell you what I learned and what I did and how I invested and what I did. I have no problem sharing that. I am a follower of Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett said in the 1970s, when they started bringing them out, index funds. Put your money in the index fund. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Put as much money as you can in index fund. So that's what I did. You put money in an index fund. Vanguard, Fidelity, total market index fund. And it worked out great. Double-digit returns every single year. Some years up, some years down, but over time, did well. Didn't have to worry about it. But one part of the market went down, the other part went up, so I still made money. When the whole market went down, nobody made money, so it didn't matter. And I forgot about it, and I didn't think about it. And then I looked at it and went, oh, wow, okay. I could retire because I forgot about it. Didn't go to somebody, hey, I need a broker, and I need you to do this and look at these stocks. Didn't do none of that. Index. That's what I did. This is not advice. This is education. That is what I learned. The sooner you start, the longer time horizon you have, the more money you'll make. Will it fluctuate? Sure. Will it give you a heart attack? Sure. Sometimes. But it always trends upward. And if the market completely crashes, every single person in America and the world is broke. So you could start over. You have to understand the difference between earning money and actually managing what you earn. Credit, they give it to you, but there's interest on it. Investing, pretty simple. Just talked about it. Debt, they talk about good debt, bad debt. There's no such thing. We talked about owning a house and all the fees over time that if you literally had that money and lived in an apartment and took out a maintenance fee and invested it in a mutual fund for total market, you anyway. By the time you were 35, 40 years old, you could just pay cash for a house. But the real killer when it comes to risk is insurance. You got to have insurance. Insurance is for things that can happen that are catastrophic. Like if you have a house or an apartment, you should have insurance. If you drive a car, you should have insurance. Depending on who depends on you, if you have a family, you need insurance. If you're single, you need insurance. This is all education. This is all stuff I talk about in my careers class and stuff like that. But remember, the question is, what financial lesson did you learn? Too late. Too late. I almost was too late in learning how to invest. Almost. Then when I was about 24, 25, and got that job that made you go, hey, you got investments and you can do this and do that and do this and do that. I ran into a woman. I don't know if she's still alive today, but I ran into a woman and we talked and we talked. And she said, you know, my son gave me the best financial advice I ever had. She said, my son's an actor. I said, really? Who's your son? She said, Darryl Bell. He's in a TV show called A Different World. And it's like, wow. And I was living in Chicago. She gave me some advice, and it was the best advice I'd ever had. Because you have to have the generational wealth discussion with you and your family to sit down and go, where are we going? Well, yeah, I don't want to think about it. Yeah, you don't want to think about it, but grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa are going to pass away. What's going to happen? Because there are certain urban economic realities, especially here in Milwaukee, with tax and maintenance and everything costing too much. What are you going to do? And so my second question, what real financial lesson did you learn too late? Mine was I should have put more money in instead of just going, you know, a good number is, should have did more. Mr. Lee, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you today?
Man, blessed by the best. Finished one of my courses into the second one. And I actually use a lot of your advice when it comes to applying it to the work study or let me say the educational study that I've been taking on. Yeah, I want to say, yeah, that's financial literacy at its finest, sir. I mean, that's something a lot of us at any time you're giving a lot of very credible information I love the fact that you mentioned about the index fund. That's very key. And I believe for those of us who are guardians or parents, that you start something always for that child, that you put something for that child or children thereof. And, you know, and like you said, forget about it. That's another key. You know, forget about it, and over time, you know, check and apply. But thank you for the advice. I just came in at the tail end of your discussion. I only heard like 5 minutes of what you've been talking about. And all I could think of was financial literacy. Keep up the good work, sir. God bless. Thank you for your info.
All right. Thank you much, Mr. Lee. 833-212-1017 is the number. Young Money said, try to invest 20% of your monthly income. And I said, don't try, do. And yes, Kwanda, it was Ron from A Different World. That was Daryl Bell. Yep, sure was. Sure it was. Mal said, have you seen gas prices? It's not that easy. I filled up my car yesterday. I drive my car until, you know how you got the notches? Like you got a quarter tank and then you got an eighth tank. I drive it to the 16th and then I go get gas because my car cuts off automatically. They're trying to get rid of those. I think it's stupid. I love it. It saves me gas when I stop at a light. If you're irritated, just turn the button and it'll punch the button. It'll go off. And $85. No, 88. The first time I did it was 85. When I went back this time, it was $88 to fill up my tank. I drive slow now, and I don't go a lot of places. I am not going. I'm not going. It just costs too much money because you have to control your money. You really have to manage it. Otherwise, you'll get in real trouble. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Community Spotlight this Wednesday, tomorrow at 3:57 between the Tori Lowe Show and me. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be speaking with Nicole Acosta, director of Impact and Engagement. She will discuss how your child can do summer different through their free summer programming in Milwaukee and camp in Biscobel, Wisconsin. Again, that is the Business Spotlight. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, with the Kellogg Peak Initiative, 3:57, between Tori Lowe Show and me, Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. When we come back, communication. I want to talk about communication. Oh, and by the way, I have a first poll question for the day. My poll question is, which skill is most important, speaking, driving, reading, or writing? I'm just saying. Those are things we learned growing up, speaking, driving, reading, or writing. Which one of those skills is the most important? When we come back, we're going to talk about communication. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 50 minutes after the hour, exactly. What skill is most important, speaking, reading, writing, or driving? Interesting. Currently, 40% say speaking, 60% say reading. Nobody said writing or driving. Interesting. Interesting. I'm going to tell you which one I would choose before we go to break. But which skill is most important? That's in the YouTube chat. All you got to do is go to 101.7 The Truth, 101.7 The Truth on YouTube and sign in and take the poll. Now 67% say reading and 33% say speaking. I have a different take, of course, because I'm a contrarian. I have a different take on it as to which one of those that you would learn that would give you the most, I guess I can say bang for your buck? Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So before the break, I said I was going to talk about communication, and that's something Todd talked about in the Talking Text line. He said, you know, communication is one of those important things. And so instead of trying to code switch all the time and try to talk like white people or mix in with the group you're trying to mix in, if you master communication, you should be able to be yourself and fit in no matter where you are. Professional environment, talk with your friends. We do it. If you're going code switch within your culture. Don't code switch with other people. I am who I am. And if you don't like the way I speak, if you don't like the way I talk, if you don't like the way I act, I don't need to be around you anyway. But public speaking is a power. You can capture a person's mind, their intelligence, their imagination, their heart. If you're deep enough, their spirit. Those are some of the things you can do if you are a good communicator. Most people are not. Most people think standing in front of a microphone and talking or being on the internet, that's communication, and it's really not. Because they don't understand the depth of what it takes to encode and decode and the filters and all the things in your brain that cause you to hear something when someone's telling you something and then hear it completely wrong, and then do something in response or say something, and it's wrong, and then an argument breaks out when you're both talking about the same word, but you got two different definitions. And every conversation you have, it's six people there. The person you are, the person you're trying to show who you are, and the person you really are. The problem is the other person got those same three people. And now you got six different things going back and forth, encoding and decoding and trying to figure out, and you get into an argument and you wonder why. Instead of asking a question, what is it that you're trying to say? Or you say, repeat yourself, and then they repeat it the same way they gave it. Well, clearly, because I asked you to repeat it, that meant that the way you said it, I didn't understand it. Come up with a different way. Al, what you talking about really, Dr. Ken? Al said, I would choose driving as the most important skill. However, they are all important. Reading is very important, but the skill to drive and navigate these days is very important. Quanda said, my order, reading gives knowledge, speaking builds connection and influence, writing creates record and professionalism, driving provides mobility and freedom. All I asked you for is one. You can't pick all four, Quanda? Goodness. Goodness, get somebody 27 years in nursing and they just take over the world. By the way, congratulations on Quanda. She got an award at work for 27 years of nursing. So working at the same place and going from just entry level all the way up to a nurse, and now she's getting her BSN. That's what I'm talking about. Young Money said, my cousin asked me a couple years ago why I sound like a white man. No comment. Mal said, it is definitely beneficial, especially with the way the world is expanding and how far it's being bilingual. But that wasn't one of the choices. Young Money said, it's a survival trait. So the one that I would choose. And by the way, Wayne threw something on the Talking Text line. Something noteworthy from the book Millionaire Next Door, your 401k is not just retirement account, it's a wealth accumulation machine. Yes, it is. It most certainly is. You are so very true, Wayne. Mine is driving. The most important skill you should learn is driving. Anybody know why? Why would I choose driving? I chose driving because if you can't write, you can't read, and you can't speak, guess what you can't do? You can't drive. So if I force you to learn how to drive, you have to actually learn how to read. You have to learn how to write because you got to take a test. And you got to learn how to speak because you got to talk to the person who was actually giving you your driving test. If you can't do that, so the one thing kids need to do is learn how to what? Drive. Oh, you want to drive? Oh, you got to go to school. You got to get grades. You got to take the test. You got to read. You have to do all those things in order to drive. My choice, the skill that's the most important, is driving. It's the most important thing you can do because it encompasses every single thing you do. Use your brain, use your eyes, use your ears, use your hands, use your feet. You have to write, you have to read, and you have to speak. Because y'all know y'all be in the car cussing at yourself. That son of a so-and-so driving and cut me off. Seriously. So thank you for that. I'll have another one in the next hour coming up, and we'll dive into it. We're also going to look at survival skills, black adaptability, and my favorite, cooking, something Zach can't do. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.